I know that I know that I know. I know exactly what to do to accomplish anything I choose to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I know that I know that I know. I know exactly what to do to have anything I want to do, accomplishing it perfectly. To say something like that is a rather blatant statement, because there are so many things that we challenge ourselves with that we just don't know. Or I could say I have so many things I challenge myself with that I just don't seem to know. Now, the more I say I don't seem to know, the more I say I don't know, I don't know. As I put myself into the scheme of things to train myself into the awareness of that I do know, then I do know. Were I to say, as I were learning any skill, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, people say, are you learning German? Are you learning to understand German? And what do we say? Are we saying, well, I see you're studying German. Ich lerne. I'm learning it. I'm learning it. And this is what we do with our absolute awareness. We are learning it. We are it. Within us is the ability to speak. Within us is the ability to understand all German. Within us is the ability to speak perfect German in any phrase we wish, whether it be Hochdeutsch or Bavarian Deutsch or Schweizerdeutsch or whatever it might be, even Holland Deutsch or whatever Brussels Deutsch. You know, there are many, the German language has left many symbols in many places, and people have diverted it to their own understanding, to their own way of speaking. And we think, well, we cannot know that. And yet, as my wife and I were traveling through Mexico after our marriage many years ago, we picked up a little boy on the road and gave him a ride, and she talked with him Latin, and he spoke with her Mexican. And there were so many similarities in the words that she could understand him and he could understand her. We have the ability within us to understand all things. In every language is Latin. In every language is uniqueness. In the American English is such a diverse variety of phraseologies that we speak one thing up in the north, northeast part of the United States, and another thing down the southeast part of the United States, and the southwest and the northwest, and central Texas and the Midwest. And the United States is a great melting ground of the English language, and it certainly is melted because many ways of speaking it with many dialects and many attitudes. And yet, all is understood. If each person were just to speak carefully, considerately, and with all their care, articulately to speak what they were saying, they would be understood, no matter what dialect they used or what language they used. Around the world, human beings communicate with human beings and don't necessarily always speak the language, but they communicate by inner thought, by inner awareness. And after a while, you don't even realize that you're speaking that language or you're thinking in that language. It seems interesting to me how my associate Ellen Germini here, I hear her on the phone sometimes. She picks up the phone and she says, yes, we will do that. Yes, we were happy to be part of your program, and thank you for calling. And then the next minute, she speaks perfect Italian because her daughter calls her, and her daughter is speaking perfect Italian. And then Not long after that, her friends call her from Germany, and they're speaking Hochdeutsch, speaking perfect Hochdeutsch with her. And she speaks it articulately, beautifully, clearly, and they understand each other marvelously. And yet a moment later, she's speaking French with friends who call from France. Because we are an international organization, we have phone calls from all over the world, people speaking many different languages, and having some of our staff speak these different languages is a great asset. Now, and a few moments later, she's speaking Schweizerdeutsch, which has its own little idioms and its own little uniqueness. And another time later, she's speaking yet another area of Spanish-type, German-type, Italian-type, all sort of squished together into a beautiful pattern. And the ability to understand, the ability to communicate, the ability to know what each other is saying is so wonderful. Indeed, she's saying, I know that I know that I know, but she's not saying that. She is thinking in English and speaking in English. And the phone rings and someone is speaking in Italian, and instantly she is speaking in Italian. She is thinking in Italian. She's dreaming in Italian. She's talking in Italian. And she's laughing and joyously, harmoniously sharing in Italian. You see, we have the ability within us to do all things. In fact, if we really let go, and let go of the idea that we need to learn, we would know that we can speak dialectically every language in the entire universe, not just our world here on Earth, because there are many other languages too. And we could also speak the language of the animals. We could speak the language of the dogs and the cats and the monkeys and the gibbons and the snakes and the fish and the tuna, the dolphins and all the wonderful creatures of the deep, the whale noises and so forth that we hear. And yet they have perfect communication too. And they may not speak the language that we necessarily presently understand, but one day if we chose, we could be privy to their universal language and we could speak with them in their universal attitudes and the way that they speak. It's fascinating. It is really fascinating. We all are universal beings. We all have the capacity within us to do all things. But we have trained ourselves so strongly to think that we must learn something, and that we must learn it tediously. We must learn it hour after hour, moment after moment. If you could say, as a master does say, if you could say in the absolute frame of reference, I know that I know that I know, I know all languages right now, you could speak them. And if you spoke them, people would say, my, where did you learn that? Where did you come to understand that? You are marvelous. You speak perfect dialectic language for all these different languages you're speaking. How wonderful. Where did you learn it? You see, and the concept is, where did you learn it? But you see, truly, when we come into the awareness of our absolute self, we realize that as we speak perfect dialectic language, nobody is going to have the slightest concept that we ever could not do it. They hear us speaking it and they are not amazed. They are delighted because we communicate so beautifully. They're not amazed that we didn't and now we could. They're delighted that we are because they can understand us so clearly. Now, that's a moot point for us to consider. They're not considering that we could not speak it before and now we can. They're feeling, because of our excellence, because of our wonderment of the magic and who we are, we speak it so beautifully, no matter what the dialect may be, no matter what the idioms may be in each of the various dialects, no matter what the attitudes may be that are contrary from one dialect to another, from one language to another. We are one as all. And as we speak each one, we are that expression. We are not that expression limited by that expression, but we are able to communicate in absolute perfection in that expression. To be limited by that expression would mean that that would be our idiom, whereas idioms are universal. They're all areas, and that's the beauty of it. The beauty of being this and knowing that I know is not that I didn't know before. And that's the big attitude that is hard to get out of our minds. The attitude in our minds that says we don't know is a tough attitude to release because it is obvious. We don't know. But when we say, I know that I know that I know, what we are doing, we are building in our consciousness, building in our absolute awareness of who we are, that we indeed are universal, that we indeed are all-knowing, that we indeed have this capacity to do it. Now, truly, truly, as we reach this next stage I will speak of here, as we reach this next stage, we will transcend all communication. We will transcend all distance, all time. We will transcend all the limitations of languages. We will be absolutely known whenever we speak, whatever we speak, to whomever we wish to speak. If we wish to speak to every person on planet Earth and be understood in their dialect, be understood in their language, be understood in their vocabulary, whatever the advancedness of it or the limitedness of it is, we would be understood. Then we are communicating as a concept in our mind. Can you see yourself speaking to all the people on Earth and saying, I love you, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, you are divine, you are magnificent, I love you? Can you see yourself saying something like that? Isn't that a marvelous concept? Well, that's what an absolute awareness does in each of us. It gives us that universal tongue. It gives us that universal language, not only being able to physically speak dialectically with any group of people or any individual that we are speaking with, whether it's in person, on the telephone, on television, over the radio, or in any other means that we might have. It doesn't matter. And just like the master teacher himself was speaking to the large audience, 5,000 people on the hillsides, and you can be sure that it wasn't necessarily an absolute still calm day. The natural winds were blowing off the sea, and yet the master teacher could be heard by the furthest person on the furthest hillside as beautifully as to the person right next to him. Because the master teacher was teaching in a universal attitude. He was speaking in a language that spoke with words, true, but without words. Because his concept, his teaching, his attitude transcended the language of their day, the voice that they heard. Because how else could all that he had said be reported down through the years and through the ages and so many things? When there was no scribe there translating it, we are told of none, there was no tape recorder, no microphones there, but he was heard by those furthest from him as easy as by those by his side. The possibility of doing this, you say, well, Jesus was just a figment of the imagination, Jesus was just somebody's cultural desire. Yes and no, it all depends on you. It's just a cultural desire to think that there is an Atlantis and that there is a moon and that these things existed, or did they? Is it just a cultural desire to think that the Aztecs and the Mayan cultures lived in Central America so many years ago? Is it just a desire to think that there was a Saint-Germain, that there was a culture and attitude of greatness on earth as there is now? As we open our hearts to this, we find that those things that seem so hard to accept, so hard to believe that they actually happened, are no longer hard to accept and hard to believe. And the more, the closer we get to accepting them and knowing that I know that I know that I know, the closer we are to experiencing I know that I know that I know, and whatever it is we choose to know. Whether we choose to speak the universal speaking, whether we choose to be speaking without even opening our mouth and being heard and understood by all whom we choose to speak to, or whether we choose to walk on water or do other wonderful things, time travel, whatever, be anywhere, do anything, we're doing it right now. In our sleep time, we're traveling the world. In our meditation time, we're traveling the world. We're doing all these things just as real as if we bought a ticket, and perhaps even more real. Because in buying a ticket, we have to go through stages of experience. But in our inner awareness, in our inner oneness that an absolute philosopher does, there is no time and no space. Instantly, the absolute philosopher does and is wherever he chooses to be and has the greatest experience that life could ever offer. Kind of a fun thing to think about, but it's what our reality is all about. So let's take some time now and let's take a journey and let's travel wherever we wish. Let's go to any country we wish and speak the language of everyone there. And just like the Santa Claus on the miracle on 49th Street or whatever that was, the Santa Claus was speaking to a little girl who spoke Dutch, and she didn't speak it to anyone else. No one else knew what she was thinking or saying, but to Santa she could speak it. And Santa acted as the most natural thing in the world that he would speak every language that ever existed. Well, we like to pretend it'll take a Santa Claus to do that. But it takes an open heart. And you and I have an open heart. And we do that. And we do it now. And it is lots of fun. Join me on this adventure of fun, of being myself and doing all the things that turn me on and make me feel delighted and happy. And let's do it right now, shall we? Okay. I love you. I love you. I love you.